This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission will return to Earth this afternoon as their spacecraft makes a splashdown off the coast of California at 3 p.m. IST. More from our correspondent.
Group Captain Shukla is only the second Indian to have gone to space. His trip came 41 years after cosmonaut Rakesh Sharma flew aboard a Russian Soyuz in the year 1984. During his stay aboard the ISS, Mr. Shukla conducted 7 India-specific microgravity experiments. These experiments are designed to generate critical data for future planetary missions and long-duration space habitation. On Sunday, NASA's expedition crew organized a traditional farewell ceremony for the Axiom 4 crew. Speaking at the ceremony, Mr. Shukla described his space journey as truly incredible. This mission, dubbed Akash Ganga, is a collaborative effort between Axiom Space, NASA and ISRO. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Chinese President Xi Jinping today along with fellow Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO members in Beijing. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he briefed the Chinese president of the recent developments in bilateral ties between India and China. He also conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the meet. Dr. Jaishankar arrived in Beijing yesterday to attend the SCO foreign ministers' meeting to be held in Tianjin city today. He held bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing yesterday. The 10th anniversary of the Skill India mission is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had launched this mission in 2015 with the aim to equip youth with industry-relevant skills for employment, entrepreneurship and sustainable livelihoods. India has strongly condemned the disruption caused during the Rath Yatra procession in Toronto. He called the act despicable and urged Canadian authorities to take action against those responsible in response to media queries on the incident. MEA spokesperson Sandhir Jaiswal said such despicable acts are regrettable and are against the spirit of the festival, which seeks to promote unity, inclusivity and social harmony. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose a secondary 100% tariff on countries that import oil, gas and uranium from Russia. He said he is very unhappy with Moscow's refusal in finding an end to the war with Ukraine. Speaking to reporters with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte at the White House, he gave a 50-day deadline for the punitive tariff to take effect if Russia does not make a peace deal with Ukraine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the passing of marathon runner Fauja Singh. The Prime Minister said Fauja Singh was extraordinary because of his unique persona and the manner in which he inspired the youth of India on a very important topic of fitness. The Prime Minister also called him an exceptional athlete with incredible determination and expressed his thoughts with Mr. Singh's family. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 3 people were killed and over a dozen others sustained critical injuries in a road accident. The accident occurred in Ponda area along the Doda-Bharat road today after a tempo traveller carrying several passengers skidded off the road and fell into a deep gorge. Rescue operations were immediately launched by local police and volunteers. In Rajasthan, flood-like situation has occurred in some districts due to continuous heavy rain for the last 2 days. In Chittorgarh, 10 inches of rain was recorded in the last 24 hours. In Bijoli of Pali and Bhilwara, 9 inches of rain each has been recorded. The Met Department has issued a red alert in Ajmer, Nagaur and Pali and orange alert for 10 districts of the state. In chess, 4 Indian women, Vaishali, Harika, Hampi and Divya, have advanced to the pre-quarters of the FIDE Women's World Cup. Vaishali and Harika won dramatic tie breaks while Hampi and Divya cruised through. And with that, we end this news bulletin.